USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the nation, President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. As far as if this move will accelerate the pace, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes,
I'm not sure that it's smart to release all of the supply, especially because at this point, out of the millions of doses that's already been sent out, we've only been able to get about 30% of them into the arms of Americans. So what is sending out more supply going to do at this point? What we really need to be doing is expanding access to the vaccine that we already have.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona resident Jake Angeli, who was seen wearing horns and a headdress at the riots on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has been arrested on federal charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Kim Jong-un has threatened to build more nuclear weapons.
The North Korean leader says the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy, according to state media reports. Kim made the comments and disclosed a list of high-tech weapon systems under development during a key meeting of the ruling party this week. President-elect Joe Biden has called Kim a thug and criticized his meetings with President Trump. Trump began talks with Kim in 2018 to disarm, but talks broke down when Kim requested sanctions be relaxed. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over to $600 million. The numbers for last night's lottery drawing were 3, 6, 16, 18, and 58, with the Mega Ball 11. Lottery officials say no one matched all six numbers, but there were several million-dollar winners. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is set for just over $470 million. That drawing set for Saturday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Each year across the country, January 9th is known as National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. It's the day that was created in 2015 that is dedicated to showing support for those who put their lives on the line to protect others, as well as those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Kevin Fish is the vice president of Half Shell Oyster House. He shares with Fox News why they're inviting officers to come in and have a free meal.
These are good people. They're just like you and me. And they're bad people in every profession there is. And what happened in Minnesota was definitely wrong. But these are good people. And when there's somebody outside your front door and they have a gun, I go get my gun. But most people, you're going to call the police. That's what you do. Then they come and they put their life on the line for you. So I think that we should do a lot better job of appreciating than we have been doing in this country lately.
The Department of Health and Human Services finalized a rule to allow faith-based adoption agencies such as Catholic Social Services to receive federal funding regardless of their views on same-sex marriage. Zach Pruitt, senior counsel of Alliance Defending Freedom, said the old rule discriminated against faith-based providers simply because of their beliefs about marriage that is not keeping kids first. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.